Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xinjie Luo Bei.
The National Health Commission said the number of COVID-19 patients has declined significantly at many hospitals across the country. Zhang Yue has more.
The commission said the number of patients seeking treatment at fever clinics on Tuesday has returned to levels seen before December 7th, when major pandemic control policy changes were announced.
The number of COVID patients in emergency departments dropped 44% on Tuesday from its peak. It's clear peak infections have passed at fever clinics and emergency departments. There are also fewer severe patients.
The commission said pandemic control work in rural areas was its top priority, now since more people are traveling to visit relatives for Chinese New Year. Commission officials asked local authorities to prepare medical resources and monitor vulnerable groups like seniors and young children.
In rural areas, local authorities should detect an outbreak as early as possible, treat patients early to reduce severe symptoms, and make it easy to transfer patients to hospitals. Experienced doctors should be available at township hospitals to ensure patients in a severe condition are properly treated in time.
Wu also reminded people who haven't been infected yet to take an antigen or PCR test before traveling to a rural area. A new version of the country's insured drug list was released yesterday. Paxlovid, Pfizer's antiviral medication to treat COVID-19, was not added to the list. China's National Healthcare Security Administration said normally negotiations for new potential additions take place once a year. Thus, it will not negotiate further with Pfizer regarding the drug. The administration also said it showed great sincerity during negotiations, noting that substantial quantities of the drug would be needed given the country's population. Thus, negotiators had to consider government funds and social affordability. The administration added that it will continue to cover Paxlovid expenses for COVID patients until March 31st.
78 rabbit lanterns and installations have been placed around the inlet, where a series of activities are taking place to celebrate Chinese New Year. Zhang Hong has a story.
The inlet has decorated its 8 lanes that connect 66 Shifumen houses with rabbit-themed projections and works of art. Each bunny has a name. Examples include Lucky Rabbit, Reunion Rabbit, or Healthy Rabbit.
We hope the rabbit installations bring back childhood memories of life in Shikumen lanes. We also gave each one a special name to convey our best wishes to people during the new year. For example, we have the straight-A student rabbit, as we hope each and every student can do well at school. We also have the dragon lion dancing lantern to express our wish that people stay healthy and be at peace in the year of rabbit.
Visitors will also be invited to play Ling games, write Spring Festival couplets, and recite Chinese poems.
I'm so happy that I got joy as the couplet. I want to give it to my parents and grandparents right away, and hope they'll be happy every day.
A New Year's fair is also part of the event. More than 40 traditional handicrafts are on sale, and they make great gifts for that special someone.
I've been in Shanghai like for 7 years, and so like basically like every spring holidays I stay in the city. I pretty much like it because like the atmosphere is so warm.
These are the snacks I always had when I was a kid. Because of the fair, I asked friends and even passerbys about their top 3 childhood snacks. I made a list based on the result and bought them to sell to the public, hoping that it'll help them recall those amazing memories about their childhood during Chinese New Year.
Also, a lantern festival will be held from February 3rd to 5th at the inlet. Guests will be able to write Spring Festival couplets. At the intersection of North Sichuan Road and Wujing Road, the inlet comprises Shikumen houses and 8 independent 100-year-old buildings. After a series of renovations, the complex has retained its historical flavor and has become a new attraction on an old commercial street.
The family reunion dinner for the upcoming Spring Festival is just 2 days away, and it's a tradition that dates back thousands of years. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan discovered that a large proportion of families in Shanghai are choosing to dine at home, boosting the sales of pre-cooked meals.
From these iconic festive dishes, you can easily pick out the cuisine that usually appears at annual family reunion dinners. often on the main menu at restaurants. They can take hours to prepare, from the shopping to the chopping to the final cooking. But these were made from the pre-cooked meal packages, which make it possible to prepare the entire home feast in an hour or two.
I started to buy pre-made meals during the pandemic, when I was reluctant to order food deliveries. They're very convenient and come out nice and hot.
This year, Freshippo has added some typical native cuisines of different provinces and cities to cater to people's different tastes. Just this week, pre-cooked meal sales jumped more than 4 times at a fresh food vendor from a month ago.
The pre-cooked meal market in China has been booming for the past 3 years, but it seems like the new taste is anything but fading away, even after the easing of the COVID precaution policies, as it has become a new eating habit for the young people here. And the fresh food vendors are now taking the opportunity to shine another new spotlight on its growth, starting with this Spring Festival.
Last year, we had some problems with selling Spring Festival dinners. So we arranged designated delivery men for the dinner this year, and to make things more attractive, we're depending on industrial production lines to lower our dependence on cooking skills. These have all paved the way for our pre-made meal project later this year, which will include cuisines from both China and Western countries. This may become the fourth category of our products.
And the new plan has already kept the fresh food vendor's supplier busy, bringing in plenty of new business. This pre-cooked meal maker in Shanghai's Baoshan district started to prepare this year's Spring Festival menu as early as September, and has been adding plenty of attractive options.
In recent years, we have been promoting rural revitalization with our products, following Freshippo. We have explored many special ingredients featuring characteristics of different regions, so that people living in the cities can also have authentic tastes. We're adding at least 50 new dishes every quarter.
With the company's cooperation with Freshippo, it's seen sales doubling annually at a vendor. There could be plenty of prosperity around during the upcoming New Year.